Greetings, everyone. This is Suzanne Pillins again, speaking on Rising Up to Your Full Potential and Calling, Part 2. And I'd like to start with Ephesians 1, 16 to 23. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We can know God. We can rise up in prayer to that which God has called us to. When we receive Jesus as his indwelling Holy Spirit into our lives, we are born to eternal life and our spirits become alive. But there's still another level. We can also be baptized in the Holy Spirit. This is what happened to the apostles on the day of Pentecost. Read for yourselves what it says in Acts 1, 7 and 8 and Acts 2, verse 4. When we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we also receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit and power. We then come to know the power of his Holy Spirit who dwells in our hearts, the same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. Yes, the same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in our mortal bodies. If only we could realize this and live it, we would come to know his great power that enables us to live and witness for him who is seated at God's right hand above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, that is above all evil, all sin, all sickness, all demons, and every force of darkness. You know, let's read Ephesians 2, 1 to 10 says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we were all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Where? In heaven? Or here on earth? Where? The Bible speaks of it happening now, on earth, and in the coming ages. While we are still on earth, we should walk in them now. Jesus wants to raise us up above sickness, above sin, and all demonic powers, and to raise us up with him into the heavenly places. When we live in the limited earthly realm, sin is a struggle. Sickness is stronger than us. Demons are stronger than us. Curses, evil spirits, and all demonic things are stronger than us. But when Jesus raises us up with him into the heavenly places, he raises us up above sin, above sickness, and above every demonic thing into his victory. We become stronger than sin, stronger than sickness, stronger than every demonic force in Christ. When we rise up to the heavenly realm in prayer, this is something fantastic. He then gives us the authority of his name to cast out sickness, to cast out pain, to cast out demons. Even as it says in Mark 16, 17, 18. But these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And if they lay hands on the sick, they will recover. I have known people being poisoned by another faith for their faith. And the poison did not hurt them, because of this scripture. And in Luke 10:19 it says, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Isn't that wonderful? How can this be? Philippians 2:8-11 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, and at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So it's because what Jesus did for us on the cross that has made this possible. And the authority of his name, the name of Jesus, given to us, enables healing on earth. He secured this victory on the cross, and from that moment every knee must bow to the authority of the name of Jesus. When we command sickness to go out in the name of Jesus, it has to obey. Pain must obey. Demons must obey. That's if we are truly living in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. You know, just this last week up in North England, in Cumberland, North Cumberland, this man needed deliverance. And the demon kept speaking at us, and everybody was in the church hearing. And I got firm with this demon and said, right now, I command you, in the authority of the name of Jesus, to bow the knee and leave this body right now in Jesus' name. And suddenly the demon answered, in the authority of the name of Jesus, I have to obey. And it came straight out, and that man was free. And the whole church saw it. I've never had a demon say that to me. But it just gave up then. No more battle. And Colossians 3, 1 and 2 says, if then you are raised up with Christ, Seek those things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on things on the earth. When we seek to live in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, He raises us up above the earthly realm into another dimension of living in Him. To this life He has called us. For this life He has prepared us, even before the foundations of the world, that we should walk in Him. Let us no more be limited to walk on the earthly realm, but let us look up to Jesus and let Him raise us up to our full potential and calling that He has called each of us to live in. We can all live in the heavenly realm in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And you know, we can all come up by prayer into His presence and receive from God every day of our lives. John the Baptist said, "You cannot receive even one thing unless it be given Him from heaven." This is important to know. Only in prayer can we come up into the heavenly realm to receive the love of heaven, the peace of heaven, the joy of heaven, the healing power of heaven, the miracle working powers of heaven, to dwell on our hearts and then to give it out to others. And in John it also says, "I give my spirit without measure." This means He doesn't give Reinhard Bonnke a bucket full and us a teaspoonful. He gives each of us without measure. So what does Reinhard Bonnke do that we don't do? Well, I discovered that Reinhard Bonnke spends at least 2 to 3 hours in prayer every day. When I learned that, I thought, well, if I spend 2 or 3 hours in prayer every day, then I should be walking in the same power and authority as Reinhard Bonnke. I like that. I can do something about that. And I began to pray 2 hours every day, and suddenly I found myself in a ministry. It works, even for a writing teacher. And it works for me. It can work for you, because God gives His Spirit without measure. We can live in this glorious realm. And when we live in this glorious realm, God will do more through us than we can ever think or imagine. And I've seen Him do it through our little ministry. This is God. He is at work. It's up to us to rise up to our full potential and glory. And if you've not received Jesus as Lord and Savior yet, or be baptized in the Holy Spirit, please say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank You for dying on the cross for me. Please forgive me every sin I've ever done. I want to serve You in truth and righteousness every day of my life. Please come into my life as my Lord and Savior. Please baptize me in Your Holy Spirit. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. And if you're sick, place your hand on your sickness or your pain now and say this prayer. Lord Jesus, place Your hand upon my hand. And I will be healed in Jesus' name. Now receive your healing in Jesus' name. And remember, God loves you so much. You can say this prayer as often as you like. If you've not yet healed, pray on yourself 3 times a day. Just say, Lord Jesus, place Your hand on my hand and I will be healed in Jesus' name. Some of you are healed already. And I just would like to say God bless you. And this is Suzanne at suzannesministries.co.uk. God bless you.